You are listening to KVSH LPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island and on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org or on the KVSH app. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Thanks so much for joining me for some music. On Beyond Category, I play different genres, different styles, go around the world for you sometimes. Hope you enjoy the mix. This time around, it's Black History Month in February, and I wanted to play some music of American musicians looking to Africa for inspiration starting in the 1950s right up into the present day. Much of the music that American musicians play, of course, comes originally from Africa, brought by enslaved people. But starting in the 50s and continuing for many times after, musicians in the United States, black musicians particularly, look back to Africa and got re-inspired by African music. So I'm going to play some of that for you today. One of those who looked back to Africa and the Middle East beginning in the 1950s was Ahmed Abdul Malik, a bass player, but also someone who learned to play the oud and became a very accomplished oud player. Did a number of albums related to North African and other African music. And from an album now called Jazz Sounds of Africa, you will hear Ahmed Abdul Malik with La Ibki. Thank you. on KVSH. That's the Dave Holland Trio. Dave Holland on bass, Steve Coleman on saxophone, and Jack DeJohnette on the drums. The name of the song is African Lullaby. It's a melody, I think, from the Central African area that they used for this song. And the album is called Triplicate from 2000, African Lullaby. Before that, a song called Afrika, A-F-R-E-E-K-A. It's from the venerable drummer Joe Chambers, who was actually part of many of the great jazz recordings, even in the 1960s. But this album is from 2010. It's called Horace to Max. And on Afrika, Joe Chambers plays the marimba with that obviously very African-influenced song. And at the top, you heard La Ibki from Ahmed Abdul Malik from Jazz Sounds of Africa. Continuing with music of American musicians looking to Africa for inspiration, Randy Weston is perhaps the leading and best known of the Americans who look to Africa. The great pianist spent lots of time there, played much of the music, brought a lot of it to the United States. There are many possibilities to play from Randy Weston, but I'll play a couple for you. One from his amazing 1974 solo piano album, Blues to Africa, and another from his large group album, African Sunrise, from 1992. From that, you'll hear the song African Cookbook. But first, here is Randy Weston putting his two lives together between New York City and Africa on the Blues to Africa solo album. The song is called African Village, Bedford-Stuyvesant. The great Randy Weston. Thank you. On KVSH, that's Randy Weston on piano and leader on the song African Cookbook from the album African Sunrise from 1992, large group album. Among the many albums in many different configurations that Randy Weston did related to Africa. And before that, you heard Randy Weston on solo piano with African Village Bedford-Stuyvesant from 1974's solo piano album Blues to Africa. If you like piano music and you want to hear someone do amazing things with it, Blues to Africa, something to check out. It's really quite amazing. You're listening to Beyond Category on KVSHLPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island or on the World Wide Web on the KVSH app or at voiceofvashon.org. This is John Midgley, your host. KVSH has a great variety of music shows and other shows. If you'd like to check them out, go to voiceofvashon.org and click on shows. You'll see a tremendous variety of shows there, especially lots of variety of music shows. Music shows are archived for 2 weeks after they play on the air, so you can browse there and sample what's available. Also, we rely on listeners for our support, so if you like this show or other shows, please consider donating. Go to voiceofvashon.org and click on donate. We thank you, as always, for your support. Continuing on Beyond Category with our Black History Month exploration of American musicians looking to Africa for inspiration. Black musicians playing what's called jazz in the early 1960s often explicitly looked to Africa for inspiration, partly because many of the African countries were moving into independence at the time and there was great ferment all across the continent. Here are two examples of that. Second in the set, you'll hear the iconic John Coltrane's Africa, amazing song from the 1961 album, The Africa Brass Sessions, a large group recording that Coltrane made. But first, here is from Jackie McLean, the wonderful alto saxophonist, from his album from 1960 called Jackie's Bag, a homage to Africa with Appointment in Ghana.
Thank you. Thank you.
On KVSH, that's most of John Coltrane's amazing Africa from the Africa Brass Sessions from 1961. You heard there, along with Coltrane on saxophone and others just a moment ago, McCoy Tyner on piano. You'll hear a little more from him in a minute. Africa. Before that, Appointment in Ghana from Jackie McLean from 1960. For the last two selections on this show dedicated to Black history and looking at Black musicians from America, looking back at inspiration from Africa, I'm going to play two of my favorites of that type. Second in the set, you'll hear Message from the Nile from McCoy Tyner and group from the great 1970 album Extensions. But before that, vocalist Cassandra Wilson from her 1994 album Blue Light Till Dawn. You'll hear a song, Sankofa. And my understanding, at least, of Sankofa is it's a word from Africa that means looking back or going back, which is part of the theme of this show. Here is Cassandra Wilson with the beautiful Sankofa.
Oh, Sankofa, high in the heavens you soar. My soul is soon to follow you back to yesterday's moon. Will it remember me back to yesterday's sun? It will rekindle me, rekindle the spirit into tomorrow and high on the wind. Sankofa flies again and again. Oh, Sankofa, high in the heavens you soar. My soul is soon to follow you back to yesterday's moon. Will it remember me back to yesterday's sun? It will rekindle me, rekindle the spirit into tomorrow and high on the wind. Sankofa flies again and again. Oh, Sankofa, high in the heavens you soar. My soul is soon to follow you back to yesterday's moon. Will it remember me back to yesterday's sun? It will rekindle me, rekindle the spirit into tomorrow and high on the wind. Sankofa flies again and again. Sankofa flies again and again.
Message from the Nile from McCoy Tyner and Group, ending there with the beautiful harp work of Alice Coltrane. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Enjoy the music, and I'll see you next time.